When it comes to working with freelancers, whether through Upwork or Fiverr, anything of that nature, yes, those platforms have their own terms of service, and for the most part, they protect you and the freelancer and things like that, meaning that whatever you hire somebody for, it is or should be a work of hire, and in that way, you essentially own it. But just for avoidance of doubt, as they say in legal terms, especially for me, like as a filmmaker, but it could apply to any sort of industry in that way, I always get a separate agreement apart from just the quote unquote contract that is, you know, made through the platform itself. Because, like, for example, with filmmaking, whenever you're done with the movie and let's say you're selling it to a distributor or something like that, you need to have all the paperwork ready and stuff like that. So it shows that, you know, you have ownership over everything that's created, everything that's within the movie and so forth. So if you hire somebody to, let's say, create a graphic, to write a song, whatever it may be, then you essentially want proof of that. And the Upwork sort of terms of agreement don't necessarily always suffice in that capacity, right? I mean, yes, you can sort of, you can prove that, yes, of course, by doing this and engaging in this, it has been made as a work for hire, but why go through that aggravation? Why potentially have that as a hang up when instead, you know, before any work is begun, it's like, hey, just, you know, before we fully engage, I need you to sign this, things of that nature. So that way you're good to go, you're covered, and it's a non-issue, right? So that is my recommendation to you, is to always set up paperwork, regardless of whatever platform you use. Like I said, Upwork, Fiverr, you know, and so on and so forth. Doesn't really matter. I would just, you know, implement that. So that's my word advice to you. It'd be beneficial, and thank you as always.